Shvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavos Wednesday night or L'chov Dalet Teves. So there's an Isser Kotzer on Shabbos to be kosher something that's Mechubal Karka, but so it should be realized that there's no Isser Kotzer from something that's already Tolish Mena Karka. So if you have peros that are fruit that are still connected to a branch, but the branch is not on the tree anymore, the branch is on the ground, and we'll assume there's no problem with muktzah, it's in your rishus, it's your fruit, so you're allowed to pluck the fruit off of the branch if the branch is no longer connected to the ground. The branch is also tolush, so there's no iser kotzer, it's not growing anymore, and even if it's laying on the ground, there's no more yanika, there's no more growth, and therefore you can just pluck it off. There's no ma'amir, but one fruit, you're taking a fruit. Ma'amir is to gather together in a group, scattered peros. If it fell off on Shabbos, it would be muktzah. Sometimes you have a little thing on top of the fruit, and so you could, well, there you could pluck it off mitzad hilchos kotzer, there's no problem, it's not connected to the ground, so there's no growth, you could just pluck it off, but there you have a problem of bowware according to some. So either you have to make sure you pull the fruit off and not pluck that little thing on top of, let's say, in a tomato, or maybe sometimes in an orange, or not, whatever it is. So you have to pull that. Or the way we said the other day, that either it's called b'shas achila, mamish, and there would be no iser even to pluck that off. Or there's another hat there, if it's something everybody takes off, so then it always blibes like a peel. Even though we said if there's some achronim hold that if it's always taken off before eating, then it's like a peel, even though you can get to the fruit. The lashon that it says by a peel for the hat there is because there's no other way to eat the fruit. But some achronim amater the Mishmura brings down that it's mutter even if it's just the derech to take it off, even if you could get to the fruit. Obviously, in this case, you can get to the fruit without plucking it off. Or you have the other hat there, which is more of a dochag, that is b'shas achila mamish, and there's no wisdom b'shas achila mamish. Or some say taka, you have to be careful to pluck the fruit from the thing and not the thing from the fruit, meaning ochel mitoch psolus, not psolus mitoch ochel, and it's l'alter, presumably. But tonight I want to talk about that it's not kotzer. That even though you're taking off a branch, but it's not connected to the ground, so it's not kotzer. Okay, well, when he says Halvavos from Shara Yichra Maisa, Perakei, and he's starting to talk about different pituyim of the Yetzirah that are not attacking the Yesodos Amuna, but are practical everyday life of Asiyas Mitzvahs. He tries to weaken the person, so he talked about that he was Mesupik if he should write it, because people will learn from his writing, well, like different tainus, and he's sort of in a quandary: should he educate them or not, or should he let them think that the rabbanon are not educated? He was in the quandary of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Gemara of Basra, Oimar. So he followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's lead, and Omar, and it will be. The Omar, ki kol mashik damnu zichru b'sharazeh. So again, he's talking about in the first half. He talked about Yisrael attacking the Yisodus Amuna just by making him a supik. And then he said, but the more intelligent the person is, the more he realizes that they're tainus of shov. Hopefully he realizes that. Nowadays there's so much sheker, he wouldn't realize it either. But now he says that but the person with intelligence, and now sometimes the Yetzirah will debate with him and try to shake his emuna, not just by saying, how do you know, making a suffix, but actually you know, having a shakla b'tari with him. That's how he starts off. Yikomo shekdavnu zichro b'shar hazeh mimashe mesapik also hayetzer ala odom im lo yuchal esapik also bohem. If he can't just say, how do you know? Maybe it's not true. Yidaber imo aleya miderech atayna v'amoises. It'll be like a debate. Levatel olav amitosov. So he doesn't try to make him a supik because of questions and specific questions. Shatavar al bitul of achalishus rayosov. And then you'll get to the point, hopefully, that you'll realize that it's really tainus of shav. It's nothing. Vayuchal lamud neidecha. He won't be able to stand up against you. Lo levatel mashiyadato amitoso. What you know is true. Ubeiruro b'meshekodam bo shar hazeh. So once you get over that, yovo lefatoscha latoscha benafshcha, then he'll start the pituyim of the second section. In other words, the first thing the Chazal says is that he'll continue on the way of the first section, which is to make you unsure of your sodus amuna, but he'll do it b'derech intellectual debate rather than just trying to make you mesupik, saying maybe it's not like that, maybe it never happened, maybe this, maybe that. So now he starts the more down to earth. So he says, you'll beat him on this too. You'll be strong in your amuna. You'll realize that his seemingly strong tainus are really not strong at all. And you'll be able to refute them in your own mind. But then he'll come with other ofanim to weaken you in your avoda. And now he starts really the list of what I said before of the more practical down-to-earth pituyim that weaken a person's resolve to do mitzvahs lishma. Okay, we'll stop here.